Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we have the great honor of being joined by Angela Ruggiero, four-time Olympian, and obviously has done so many things in the sport, has been a great ambassador, and we're lucky enough to have Angela join us here today. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Well, I guess first off, what brings you to Colorado Springs? I know you're a very busy person and traveling all around. So
we're having our annual June training camp here, just an opportunity. It's not before any specific tournament, just to get, take advantage of the altitude, mm-hmm. get some great off-ice conditioning in, get to do some testing, jump on the ice a couple times, and team-building activities, and really just a week to train and get to know each other a little bit better.
That's great. I mean, what are some of the off-ice activities that you've been doing? Anything fun and out of the ordinary?
Yeah, this week we're actually trying to do some more team-building stuff. So water polo we've tried a couple times already. We tried a little taekwondo the other day. We played a little team handball. And obviously as athletes, we're just, none of us have played any of those sports, but it's fun to get out there and try it and be physical, but also at the same time get to know each other a little better.
Now, having watched not only yourself but the rest of the team on the ice, I know how you guys are all super competitive. Does that competitiveness translate off of the ice just like it would on the ice?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we divvy the teams up right before, and it's very random which team you're on, but it doesn't matter. You want to win, and I think that's one thing that that makes our team real special too. Is we do have a lot of competitive athletes, and that's one reason it's enabled each and every individual to be successful, because I don't care if we're in the water splashing around, we could barely swim, we still want to win that water polo game.
Wow. Did some of your teammates surprise you how well they could swim? I heard there was a couple of world-class swimmers, it seemed like.
Yeah, there were some good swimmers, a few that could throw the ball from anywhere, had some good aim, or were throwing it off the water. Definitely tactics involved in the game.
Wow, that's great. Well, the other thing about the women's team is it's such a great group of people. And you also all seem to really enjoy each other's company and get along well. How important is it to keep that team building momentum going in an off year like this?
Yeah, it's more difficult in non-Olympic years. We don't see each other as often, maybe 4 or 5 times a year before tournaments or for training camp. So, most players have played against a few at least during their collegiate years, and then our post-grad players, a lot of us play on the same teams together now. So it is important just to have that team chemistry. In the Olympic years, obviously, it's a lot easier. We're all together. But this, the camps like this will enable us to do that.
I wanted to also, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some of your off-ice activities. I know you're now working with the IOC, and I wanted to, and being involved with helping to select or moving forward the whole process of the host city for, I believe it's 2018. Can you just talk a little bit about that process?
Sure. In Vancouver, I was elected to be a member of the International Olympic Committee, specifically on the Athletes Commission. Mm-hmm. And essentially, every athlete, the IOC requires at least one athlete on every committee. So it's kind of like the Senate in a way. Mm-hmm. One of those committees that I was put on was the 2018 Evaluation Commission. So I spent the winter going to Pyeongchang, Korea, Annecy, France, and Munich, Germany. We wrote an evaluation report, mm-hmm. on those three cities, and the IOC will vote on it actually next month in Durban, South Africa. So it was an amazing experience to really go in and look at the city and see all they had to offer, and then offer the evaluation report that will dictate where the Olympics will be in 2018.
Any inside information you can give us about who's? I mean, was there one city that you like best?
Yeah, can't really talk about that right now before the vote. But all three had absolutely outstanding bids. And that's one exciting thing about the Olympic movement now it's the biggest sporting event in the world. And I've been lucky enough to take part in 4 as an athlete, mm-hmm. and there's nothing like it. I mean, really nothing like it. And so anywhere that is potentially hosting the Olympics understands the power of the Olympics. And I think now is it, you know, it's a lot of money and it's a lot of time and a lot of resources to put behind, but you can see the benefits, you know, clear and simple.
That's awesome. Well, I had the opportunity in 1990 to be in Tokyo when they awarded Atlanta the games. And it's such an exciting, you're in that room and there's nobody who knows who's going to win. And it's almost kind of like the Oscars times 10. I mean, so I hope you're going to be able to go to that.
Yep, and I'll be a part of that. I'll be in South Africa for the vote. We have our session right afterwards. But again, it's, you know, it's a secret ballot, which I think is a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, you keep everything credible. But you don't know who's going to win. There might be some polls out there, but you never know what can happen.
That's awesome. And then just the last thing, I just wanted to get a sense from you. How you've been feeling, you know, playing. You just won another world championship. Your thoughts moving forward on continuing your hockey career?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying being a hockey player. I always have. You know, that's one thing I encourage all the youngsters out there. Just make sure you're having fun, because you are guaranteed to get better if you're going out there and you're having fun. You will improve because you're going to try harder. And been on this team since I was 15. It's been about 16 years now. So I'm just taking it year by year. You know, I'm enjoying myself. I enjoyed April winning the world championships. Obviously, that was a thriller to be a part of that. But I'm just, you know, enjoying every tournament and every opportunity to play.
Great. Well, easily one of the greatest hockey players of all time who ever put on a USA jersey, and also a super ambassador to the sport. Angela Ruggiero, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.